This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, goodness gracious, we're back again, the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the week of Fritz to Camera 2.
Ah!
I mean, Ikey, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Anticipating Wednesday.
Oh, throw strikes, Fritz!
The big showdown.
Let's go, baby!
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good, man. Coming off the weekend, another series win for the Phillies over my hometown, Cincinnati Reds. In case you guys didn't notice, didn't tweet all weekend because I don't tweet when the Phillies and the Reds play each other.
Wow, that's serious.
I just do not do it because I'm going through my own emotional tug of war myself.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Baseball, don't hate. Don't hate.
Nope.
We won the series. We won the series. Holla at your boy.
And he definitely didn't try to wear Reds gear to a Phillies the holiday no-hitter so that you missed it and had to go home and missed one of the best moments in Phillies history.
Yes, thank you.
How's everyone doing?
Hey, we're doing good, buddy.
Yeah, good.
Are
good.
You ready? Are we'll you going to throw strikes?
We'll see.
Oh, I don't like that.
Nah, I was shoving on Saturday.
There we go.
I felt good Saturday. Arm currently still a little hanging. It's the wings a little.
What?
The arm's hanging a little bit.
All right.
So we'll get
what does
back.
That mean? Is that good?
No.
Okay, it's a little sore.
It's a little sore.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be all right for Wednesday?
Yeah.
You icing it down?
The ice doesn't help anymore.
Okay. And when you said the arm's sore, I'm sorry, we'll get into the real topic.
Yeah, important
stuff. Do you mean the shoulder?
My shoulder is sore.
Okay, so not the elbow.
No.
Okay.
Your elbow feels better today. I was a little worried my last pitch on Saturday, but it's fine.
All right.
Listen, I've already come to grips. Sorry to make this about me. Not my style. Would never want to do
no,
that.
No, 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 never.
I've decided, I'm just going to, if I tear it, I tear it.
Yeah,
yeah
there we go.
Like
BG.
It's whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, if I learned from BG, you might as well just tear it and get it over with.
He won the Super Bowl. He tore it again. He won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
As long as you win. As long as you win on Wednesday.
And as long as you're back to work after we're on vacation.
Oh, well, it's not affecting my vocal cords.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he's got to be back. He's got to be at work at 2 o'clock that afternoon, to be quite honest with you.
No trips to the emergency room?
No.
All right, good.
All right. 215-592-9494. Big show, as always, on a Monday. We have to start the show talking about Zach Wheeler, who, you know, I believe is the best athlete in Philadelphia. First of all, he was incredible. One batter away from a perfect game. Of all people, Austin Hayes hitting a friggin' home run.
Yep.
But just an amazing effort. He was amazing all of June. His ERA was 0.5 in June. And then starts off July the exact same way. I am laying the gauntlet down here. And I'm going to allow everybody who was on the WIP staff, everyone who is listening, who had Zach Wheeler behind Jalen Hurts on your friggin' top 11 list to you have a mulligan. I'm giving you the chance at a mulligan. I'm giving John Ritchie, who had Zach Wheeler, by the way, at number 9 on his top 11 list. Number nine, that's John tough. Richie
that's
had.
That's tough.
Hugh Douglas had Zach Wheeler number nine. Mm. James Seltzer, who did a podcast yesterday with Jack, talking about how lucky we are to have Zach Wheeler in our town, had him number six and said that Jalen Hurts is better at being a quarterback than Zach Wheeler is at being a starting pitcher. Devin Caney had him at number 10.
Cowboy Caney.
Number 10 behind Cooper DeGene and Miechkoff. Elliot had him at number 8 behind Quinion Mitchell. Rhea had him at number 6, also behind Jalen Hurts. Jolly had him at number 4. Stop it. At least our the fans of WIP know where he's supposed to be. It's the staff. Maybe everybody in the internet's right that nobody here knows what they're talking about. Because Zach Wheeler, at worst, is number 3. You can make an argument for Saquon. Maybe you make an argument for Lane Johnson. But those are the only two guys in the city who are as consistently awesome as Zach Wheeler. So here is your chance for a mulligan. Did you have him behind Jalen? You didn't have him behind Jalen.
I did not.
Okay. All right,
let me just let you know.
No. Yeah, all right.
You're quiet in there. You pipe down in there.
It's just everyone, say you're sorry.
I just want you to know.
Yes.
After that little diatribe you just went on
right there.
Yeah,
sir. Yes.
I wish I had a head Hurts in front of Zach Wheeler.
But you have some sense.
Yes.
You have some sense. That guy, first of all, just without comparing him to anybody, he is outrageous.
I mean, awesome.
I mean, just so good. And I think you were right. When we were talking about Zach last week, and I was saying how somehow he feels underrated in some way, it is that he is missing whatever that moment is. You know, that Roy Halladay had a couple of them.
Yep.
He had a playoff no-hitter.
Yep.
And by the way, they didn't even win the World Series that year, but he had a playoff no-hitter.
Yep.
And I just want Zach Wheeler to have something. Whether it's a regular season no-hitter or a playoff win that we never forget. Just give me a moment so his star can be lifted in a way that it deserves it. You know what I mean? Because what it comes down to, we were talking to Pat Gallen from CBS3 earlier, and he asked me the same question. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I say it's that he doesn't say anything, but we've had plenty of huge stars in Philadelphia that don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen doesn't say anything. Chase Utley never said anything.
Well, Jalen is measured.
He's measured.
Yes, he's measured.
He's like I really don't think it's that. I think it's what you said, and it's we don't have that one moment. And he's just so good. I want him to be remembered in a way, or to be even not even remembered, thought of in a way.
Be appreciated
while he's here.
In that way. Yeah.
Be appreciated in how good he is.
Yeah, and every time he goes out there, we're reminded of it. I mean, seriously, you watch him. Hell, not just yesterday, but for the last month and a half. I mean, this is what he's been doing seemingly every time he takes the mound. So to have a pitcher like this and of this caliber, I think sometimes we can take it for granted. I can be guilty of that as well. Sometimes you take it for granted. Zach also isn't this dynamic personality where he's going to grab headlines when he says something. Right, he's not demonstrative when he's out there on the field.
Right.
He's cool, he's calm, he's collective. I mean, the one little emotional burst he showed us against New York, we jumped on that like yeah, there he is.
Yes, like, he likes it.
Yeah, that's how happy we were.
Well, I even thought yesterday when he
can't believe I made that noise.
Yeah. Dude, I want to cut that video of you looking at the camera and panting like a dog. Like that.
I had to stop myself. Like, hold on, did I just do that?
We are on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I even thought yesterday when they were asking him after the game about the chance in the ninth inning, and he was like, that's what's great about playing in Philadelphia. Even a part of me was Philly guy. I was like, yeah, he likes this. He likes it here, you know? We're just like looking for those little Easter eggs of the fact that he's enjoying what he's doing because, man, he is. And by the last thing
Go
on
ahead,
him is like, and this is what I loved about Halladay, is that there are some pitchers, Ranger is one of them. Ranger stuff isn't like impressive.
Yeah.
Ranger is crafty and good and all of those things. But when you have a guy like Zach Wheeler, who not only is a great pitcher, but he's throwing 97 miles an hour and throwing breaking balls that guys can't even touch, he's just like, he is the whole package Zach Wheeler is.
I completely agree. But it's when describing him and when talking about him, it's ironic that you'll get to your question in a minute here
about
what we want to talk about, but it's very much like our quarterback.
The way he carries himself.
He doesn't say a whole lot, right? And when he gives us a little something, we love it, right? It's like, yes. Oh, man, he does enjoy playing here. He is having fun playing football. And so he gives you a little something there. That's a lot like Zach. Man, I mean, you know, I don't know how one could be in front of the other.
But I can. Well, you know what I want to ask, yeah. James? You know what I want to ask James Seltzer? Yeah. What I want to ask, and John Ritchie to a lesser extent, and Elliot, and Rhea, and all of these clowns that I work with here at WIP, I say that with love, is like, James, how many times after a game during last year's Eagles season did you do a Go Birds podcast about how lucky you are that Jalen Hurts plays in Philadelphia? Like, I understand that you like him and he is a good player, but what was the last time? Like, we have just had six straight weeks of after you watch this guy, you're like, I can't even believe he's on the Phillies. How many times? Like, I understand that the quarterback is the most important position, mm-hmm. and blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, 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 all those things.
You just can't minimize that.
It is.
Also, probably after the Super Bowl, he had one that said, yes, thank God for Jalen Hurts. Right?
Yes, after the Super Bowl, but like, the season's 5 months long.
I know.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like I just come on. Like, let's grow up for 5 seconds and be honest with ourselves. We're like, they won the Super Bowl. It's great. It's awesome.
This is going to break you.
What? Zach Wheeler is so good. It's just like, he's so good. He's so good.
But it's also easier for him to be successful at his job.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
He can't hand the ball off. He's got to throw the pitch every time.
Yeah, that's oversimplifying what Hurts does. It's just hand the ball.
Well, I'm just – it's easier in what way? That there's less eyes on him?
Yep. There's less eyes. There's less pressure.
Okay, sure.
The fact that there are three other guys, especially, is much easier on him in this rotation because you got three other pitchers that could make an argument to be an ace in another rotation.
Sure. You also got one of the worst defenses in baseball behind you. Like, you got an offense that, by the way, yesterday had one run until the eighth inning. Mm-hmm. Like, every time he goes out there, it feels like a nail biter that he's actually going to win the game because they're not scoring runs. Like, I admit, I concede.
Yeah, but when you have more games, you have more opportunities.
For sure, yep.
Jalen doesn't have as many opportunities playing the position that he plays, which is why his play is more critical. We don't react to Zach Wheeler's pitching the way we react to Jalen's quarterbacking. Or anybody else that's quarterbacked in this city.
Zach can have a bad game and we can brush it off. He can have three straight games.
Exactly.
Sure.
So that plays into how difficult it is to do your job.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Sure, I agree. We do have a next question today in that I was thinking yesterday over the weekend, July 4th weekend, there's fireworks everywhere and I saw them being sold everywhere. When I was a kid, like I remember my dad used to go to Florida to get fireworks. Because you couldn't buy fireworks in Pennsylvania. I don't think you could buy them in Jersey.
The king really go all the way to Florida
he
to
did.
Get fireworks.
He did. Because what he
told
did,
you.
There's no way he's
no,
a fireworks
no
guy.
Way he went to Florida and smuggled fireworks backwards.
He did. And here's why. Because what he would do, he would go down there for spring training,
yes.
drive back up. And when he drove back up, that's when he would get the fireworks.
With a trunk full of the goods?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. He was breaking the law. Contraband. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I'm sure it was a federal crime.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like a guy around the neighborhood lighting fireworks.
Oh, he loved fireworks.
Really?
Oh, yeah, love fireworks. Yeah.
Not even just on the air.
No, set them up. Yes, real fireworks in the front yard. Amazingly, he still has both hands. Well, his original hands. Yeah. So
someone say that about me, too.
Yeah. You're the fact that you're still... You know,
all intact,
dude. I'm waiting for it. One of our July 4ths.
It's not gonna happen.
You're gonna be texting with your nose from the ER.
The JPP, yes. Jason Pierre-Paul text.
Yeah. So for next,
because you keep saying every time you come in, every year is like, yep, 15 years without an injury.
Yep.
14 years without an injury.
Yeah.
13 years without an injury.
It's always the number one goal, man. Yep. Don't get injured and don't injure anybody else.
So for next question today, it's very simple. What is easier now than it used to be? Like, what is easier? Getting fireworks. Easier than it used to be. Jack, what's easier?
A lot of big answers. Yep. But the one that really jumps out to me is like getting breaking news on trades or like free agent signings.
I mean,
you used to have to wait for like the updates or whatever or wait for the 6 o'clock
news.
Yeah,
I'm going to say the evening news.
Like I'm probably the last generation that still has a little part of that. This next generation has no idea of what it used to be like to get the breaking sports news.
Sure, yeah. To have to wait for it or be surprised by it. Yeah.
Turn on Sports Rise in the morning.
Y'all,
well, that's still Ike.
He's a 6 and 11.
Yeah, Ike loves the local news.
Yeah, well, What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Yes.
It's true,
yes, I
though.
Do love the local news.
You do.
Although it hasn't been much fun the last few days.
No.
A lot of trash.
Yeah.
It stinks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ike, what's easier now than it used to be?
I'm going to go with a big answer. Take it off the board. It's got to be getting from place to place. GPS.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
I don't even know how we survived without one in the first place.
And, dude, it's only been like 15 years. I think Val got me for my birthday once a GPS device. Like, before it was your phone.
The one you used to stick on in the lighter in the car. Yeah.
And that was probably about 14 years ago. So it's not like a long time that we've had those things.
Yeah.
And we had MapQuest before that. Yep. Imagine even before that.
I still call it MapQuest.
MapQuest, yeah.
I still call it MapQuest.
Dude, mine is taking pictures. I mean,
how about that?
I mean, think of a time where you couldn't see something. We can take a picture of anything, anytime, at any moment.
Dude, the phone comes out. It's the first thing you do.
It's the first thing.
Pull a phone out. Give me a picture.
I mean, it's so crazy that there's a button on the phone that just brings up your camera. Now you don't have to unlock your phone anymore.
Yeah.
I agree. And getting the pictures, you have to get them developed and, you know, take it to the photo mat in the parking lot of the Kmart or whatever to get it developed.
Yes.
All right.
We had disposable cameras.
Oh, disposable cameras?
I was a big disposable camera guy.
Were you a Polaroid guy?
That the one that comes out.
Spit it right out.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Ike was a big VCR guy down at the Pro Bowl. You know, he had that big.
Yeah.
It was a DVD when I went.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good sign.
It was the Handycam, the DVD.
All right. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to just, I'm going to give you a mulligan on Zach Wheeler, specifically comparing him to one other player here in Philadelphia. And next question today, give us something that is easier now than it used to be. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Oh, apropos, Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, look. I mean, they both graded their positions. Like, I mean, you can't be wrong with either one.
Sure you can.
I mean, you can, because I'm going to tell you why. It's the importance of the position. Like, I'm going to be real. Like, you could be, like, a bagger at the grocery store and be better than somebody being a bagger than you are ringing somebody out. Like, I'm just – that's like on a low level. But what I'm saying is, like, just because, like –
You're saying the bagger's position is not as important as the other position.
Exactly. Like Zach Wheeler got to go out there and pitch, do his innings, and then he's done. You know what I'm saying? He don't got to worry about, like, Zach Wheeler did his job. Like, when you're the quarterback of a team, you get blamed no matter what. Even if the defense is garbage. Like if the Phillies defense is trash, like, we be blaming people.
Oh, yeah. No one's ever blamed the Eagles defense for the team being bad. They didn't do that all of 2023.
No, they didn't. You weren't here.
I'm alive, and the internet's there.
People were saying the defense was bad, but like, what are we talking? We don't sit here and talk about the defense. We say who collapsed.
Dude, just say it. Just say it out loud. Say it out loud. Zach Wheeler's better being a starting pitcher than Jalen is at being a quarterback. Just say it.
I just disagree.
But you don't disagree. You think that Jalen's better being quarterback than Zach Wheeler is at being a starting pitcher?
I do.
Well, you're lying. You're lying.
How you going to tell me how I feel?
Well, because you're not being honest. I'll take the pressure, and I'll take all those things. I concede all those things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What I'm asking is this one specific thing. Zach Wheeler as a starting pitcher is better than Jalen is as a quarterback.
I personally don't believe so. Like, as I said, that's just me. I think Zach Wheeler is a great pitcher. I had him as number three on my top 11, but a lot of stuff going to pitching, right? Like, for example, like I can give you some, you know, that we live in right now. Zach, a better pitcher than Joe DeCameron is a baseball player, but that don't mean that he not going to beat him. You see what I'm saying? That don't mean that Joe might not go out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Like we know what the fact is, but it's like it goes into it more than just, oh, this guy's better than that guy. It's two different positions. It's two. So the guy that has more responsibility and harder work to do, I'ma always say the job is harder.
There is not a harder job in baseball than starting pitcher. Like there's not a job. There's not a job, by the way, in baseball that is more similar to quarterback than starting pitcher. It's the only player in baseball. I suppose you could say the catcher, but you can get away with a suboptimal catcher. You're not getting away with a suboptimal starting pitcher. Certainly not over the length of time. I mean, there's nobody else in baseball that touches the ball every single time. Like it's the position. By the way, it's probably the only position in baseball where you can single-handedly give your team a chance to win the game no matter what anybody else does. The Phillies had one run going into the eighth inning yesterday, or even into the ninth. When did Stott hit the home run? In the eighth. He hit it in the eighth. One run. And by the way, how many times is it like that? And I don't know the stats, but it certainly feels like it. Maybe I'm just combining all of the Phillies pitchers in this because it feels like there is more pressure on them every single game because there's so many games where the Phillies don't score until the bullpen comes in. I understand it's harder to be a quarterback than it is to be a pitcher. But that said, you could still say that Zach Wheeler is better at being a pitcher than Jalen is at being a quarterback.
Like I said, I'm not disagreeing with nothing you said. Like, I'm not disagreeing. What I'm saying is, with the nature of the position, the quarterback is the hardest position to play in sports. That position, on top of playing at a great level, winning, producing, all that stuff going to it. And that's harder to do. Because when you pitching, you only got to worry about what the pitcher do. He don't got to worry about making sure this guy run the right route, making sure this guy know this, blocking. You don't got to do that. It's you versus that batter, and I'm going to do my thing. Right or wrong,
I agree with you. But my thing is, where Spike has a legitimate point, is that Zach is at the – what would you say Zach is at in the league in starting pitching?
Like top four.
Top four? Well, Jalen's top five.
Right, yeah. Everyone says that.
most people do.
Good question. A guy like Randy Johnson, Greg Maddux, you know, Roger Clemens, greatest pitchers of all time.
Yeah.
And you're going against a guy like Tom Brady. Like, who would you think is greater at what they do?
I don't understand. Are you? But those things are even, right? Like Tom Brady was one of the highest ranked passers in the league not every year, but he was up there.
He was still up there.
He produced statistically. You know, the reason that Tom Brady is up above the Marinos of the world or whoever, or even Peyton Manning, is because he has won so much. But as far as production, there was no. Like Tom Brady produced, like from a statistical standpoint as well. Like he did both things.
I'm talking about people his position. I'm talking about if you talk about an all-time greater like Randy Johnson, Graham Maddox, Roger Clemens, and then Tom Brady compared, who would you say is greater? Roger, just the position.
Well, those are even to me.
Next
question. Then give us something that's easier than it used
all
to
right.
be.
So, communication. I don't know. Like I don't know if it works into what Jack said, but like if you used to have to call your mom to come pick you up.
Yep.
I didn't have a cell phone until I was in ninth grade, so you got to call a house phone. Mom might not pick up. You ain't had text.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Oh yeah.
All right. Thank you, Corey.
Communication.
We do have our first mulligan. I think on the WIP staff on vacation. Calling us all the way from Montana, Cowboy Caney. Devin Caney is with us. Scoops, how are you?
I'm good. Just want to clarify. Yeah. I did not call you guys. I'm in the Bozeman, Montana airport, and I get a call from a random Philadelphia number. And I don't know why I chose to answer it, because Jack Fritz is on the other line.
Yep.
He's like, what, you got a rodeo right now?
Well, so, Devin, you had Zach Wheeler ranked at number 10. On your on your top 11.
Egregious.
Are you accepting the mulligan? Are you taking the mulligan? You can make it go away forever and say that Zach Wheeler should have been higher.
I mean, he's like, Zach Wheeler has been pitching incredibly well. Like, he deserves a Cy Young, but I still stand by my reasoning.
Ooh. How?
I like this
behind
debate.
Me, Scott, and Cruz.
Let her speak. Let her speak. Let her speak. What is wrong with you, Fritz? These guys
Why
are nuts.
Why is everyone yelling at me?
They're nuts. They didn't think you were. They thought you were going to change your mind. I'm glad you didn't. Go ahead. State your case.
Well, I got to stick to it. He's incredible. I love Zach Wheeler. I think he deserves a Cy Young. He pitches every 5 days, and I'm sorry, I just don't think that it requires a similar amount of athleticism as, you know, Cooper DeGene, who can play multiple positions on the football.
Okay, 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 all right, okay, okay, Devin, fair, right? Fair.
Oh,
that part's fair. Cooper DeGene has played 13 regular season NFL games. He's a nickel corner. He's a nickel corner who was a rookie last year. Zach Wheeler.
He's great, though.
Zach Wheeler has been.
That makes him more impressive, though.
No. Okay, so is every cornerback in the NFL more impressive than Zach Wheeler?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, so.
I'm saying Cooper DeGene, you said for top 11 athletes right now, Cooper DeGene picked off the best quarterback in the NFL and ran it back for a touchdown
People
in
forget
the
that.
Super Bowl where they won. He plays multiple positions.
Yep.
He returned punts. He plays safety. He plays corner. He's a versatile athlete. I'm sorry.
And the defense took off when he got in the lineup. The defense took off.
He's versatile, but that doesn't make him better at what he does than Zach Wheeler at what he does. You're being crazy. Michkov, he didn't even win Rookie of the Year. He wasn't even the best rookie in hockey.
He got benched.
Franchise-altering player.
Oh, my God. They're still out of the playoffs. Let him alter the franchise, for Christ's sake.
He won the Flyers so many. He won in shootouts. He
what?
The Flyers every time they went to overtime.
What are you talking about, Caney?
You're all wormed
he
up.
He probably was the best scorer on the team.
Yeah, amazing. They were the third worst team in hockey.
Stay in Montana.
Oh, wow.
Well, I might have to because I think everyone in the airport hates me right now.
All right.
It's probably a small airport. It's fine. Yeah.
It's definitely a small airport.
Really smart.
You know, there's a reason, Devin, that pride is one of the seven deadly sins, and you are finding it out right now. Your pride won't allow you to take this mulligan. We gave you the shot, and you're not taking
Way
it.
Way to hang in there, Scoops.
Yep. All right, fine.
Yep. Thank you.
Goodbye. She's banned from the show.
Well, she joins every homestand, though.
Not now.
Until she says Zach Wheeler should be in at least the top five.
At least top three. Top three.
That was a tough one over Cooper DeGene.
Yeah. And Michkov.
And Michkov.
He's franchise altering.
All the games they won.
Yeah.
What games?
Franchise altering. Let the first of all, everybody's mad at the Flyers again anyway because franchise altering player, for Christ's sake. Okay, it's your chance to take your mulligan on Zach Wheeler. Should have been higher, and specifically, Zach Wheeler better at being starting pitcher than Jalen Hurts as quarterback. 215-5. Just say it. It feels so good to say it. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, too, we came up with some new rules or some stated rules now for Fritz versus DeCamera with DeCamera on the phone Thursday. By the way, I'm not even sure that DeCamera agreed to all of these. Like, he provisionally agreed, and Rod said he believes the rules.
Yeah, there's no nailing him down on this, for sure.
All right, so that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here is the question. Who is better at their job, Jalen Hurts or Zach Wheeler? What do you think the poll is at? I mean, the answer is Zach Wheeler.
Yes. I would think that's where the poll is at, Zach Wheeler.
Okay. What do you think the responses are like?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I can only imagine what those are like. Yes. I'll go Zach 62%.
75.5%.
Okay, 75. There we go. There you go.
Now,
it's hard to argue coming off of yesterday.
Well, it's hard to argue coming off of the last 5 years, though some people would. On with us now from the WIP Morning Show, James Seltzer. Now, James, if I'm looking at the top 11, had Zach Wheeler number 6 in his best in Philadelphia. You ready to at least take a mulligan on where you had him ranked in your top 11, James?
Thank you for having me on.
Yes.
Very kind of you. And Zach woke me up from my nap.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Here's my question. You really want me on because it seems you guys didn't even listen to what I had to say last time.
Well, I did listen.
When you had me on during Top 11 week, I said, I screwed up. I should have flipped Wheeler and Harper. So, yes. I said this already.
Okay.
Wheeler absolutely should have been higher on my list. I was wrong. I knew it immediately the list came out.
Okay.
2 weeks prior, I had filled the list out. So when I came on with you the Friday of Top 11 week, you weren't there, which was a shame. They had to have me on to, to raise the likability level, which is fine. I get it. So I've already taken a mulligan. It is a clear mulligan. I was wrong.
Okay, here is mulligan number 2.
Jalen Hurts.
Well, this is just like, yeah, okay. I asked you specifically. No, now I'm bubbling you. Okay, I asked you specifically, who is better at their job? Is Zach Wheeler a better starting pitcher, or is Jalen Hurts a better quarterback? And you said quite clearly to me that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Zach Wheeler is a starting pitcher. Do you still agree with that?
Yeah, of course I do.
My God. So,
Diddy, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to. Well, Zach Wheeler, a great game. He's amazing.
Let me ask you this, James.
Every time Zach Wheeler pitches, are you just going to keep doing
it? Yes, yes. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, James. You guys did a podcast yesterday, and all I saw was the headline, to be clear. But, like, I imagine.
And the sun coming in through the window.
And the sun, yes. And your poorly framed video, Jack. But I imagine the first 20 minutes were how lucky we are to watch Zach Wheeler pitch in Philadelphia. And I imagine you've probably done this podcast 5 times this year. That's not an insult on your podcast. It's just how Zach Wheeler has been this year. I ask you, during the NFL season last year, how many times did you come on and your takeaway at the top of the podcast was how good Jalen Hurts is?
Yeah, when we won the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's one.
How about that?
How many times during the regular season?
Probably after the Pittsburgh game. I have always said it. Like, that's where you and I completely diverge. Jalen Hurts doesn't have to go out and throw for 300 yards for me to think he had an amazing
Didn't say he did. How many times? How many times was your major takeaway, James, during the season last year, during after a game, how good Jalen was?
What does that have to do with?
Because that's what we're talking about, is who's better. How many times? How many times? One? One?
This is such a dumb question.
One?
What does it matter after each game? You know what I kept saying is, wow, Jalen won again because he's the best quarterback.
No, one. He's not a tennis player. He's a football player. They all won. The question is who is better at their job?
Jalen.
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, you're what? You know that's not true. In your heart. In your heart, you know that's not true. In your brain, you know that's not true. I can imagine some of these football jamokes that don't pay attention to baseball. No, not played football.
Yeah, I would never say that.
You know,
no,
but the chest beady, like, like those people. You are a baseball guy, though, and you should be able to appreciate this in the right way.
Every time when we talk about Jalen, it's what I bring up every single time. Is that this guy's job is 8,000 times harder than what Zach Wheeler has to do.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Than what any player in this city has to do. Jalen Hurts has the hardest job by orders of magnitude.
He does.
The quarterback in the NFL is easily the most difficult job.
Okay, that still doesn't make him better at it than Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler can't play football. He's not a quarterback. So he can't see, he's not competing at that. He is competing at what he does. And my very simple question to you is, who is better at what he does? Zach Wheeler being a pitcher or Jalen being a quarterback? Who is better at what he does? I'm not saying which job is, obviously, Zach can't play quarterback. And you know what? I think Jalen would probably be a terrible starting pitcher. So we've got that out of the way. So who is better at their job?
Dumb semantics argument, though.
Like, it's not semantics.
If you're not going to take into account the level of difficulty of playing, my point is that you look at Jalen and the level that he plays at, and you're like, well, he's not that good or whatever. When I look at the level that Jalen plays at, and I think that he is elite at the quarterback position, you and I are just completely on different levels of where we see Jalen. So we're never going to agree on this. Like, you're not a Jalen guy. That's fine. I think we are so lucky to have this guy. I think he's going to be the quarterback here for the next decade. I think he's going to win multiple Super Bowls. And I think at the end of the day, we're all going to look back and be like, wow, we're really lucky.
Okay, so just, you never answered the question. How many times, you never answered the question. I just want to get a number on this. How many times after an Eagles game this year, you said the Super Bowl. Okay, every other game. How many times after an Eagles game this year was your main takeaway on Go Birds? Man, Jalen.
I don't know.
Jalen did that thing.
Multiple times, dude. I don't know. You can go back and listen, but it was definitely more. Go ahead and listen.
You're lying.
You're talking about a positive. Love Jalen. Ellie and I talked about Jalen all the time positively. We definitely came out of games and said that.
Well, and Spike Mike
was good. He was good in that Bengals game. He made some big throws in that Bengals game.
Steelers game.
We definitely did against Burrow when he outdoed Burrow. We absolutely did that. Like 100%.
Okay, there's one.
Okay. Like, this is such a dumb argument.
It's
like,
not a dumb argument.
Don't back down.
You're being dumb.
Hey, Jamie.
No, I'm not
Jamie.
Jamie. Whoa, Jamie. Wow. Disrespectful. Yeah. Wow.
This is my daughter's iPad going. You're not even taking into account the level of difficulty of the position.
I am. But I'm acknowledging those things. But yet I am saying they are separate things. They are separate things. They are separate things, right? Like, you could look at...
What do you mean they're separate things? Like, yes, okay, so you're looking for a very specific, narrow definition.
It's not even that narrow. Who's better at their job? It's not even that narrow.
What job is harder? Like, okay, let's take, like, the radio station, for example.
Okay.
Would you say, like, let's say a producer who is a weekend producer or whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, and their job is to come in and produce 4 hours in the weekend.
Yep.
They might be better at coming in and doing the very little comparatively that is asked of them to produce on the weekends compared to hosting a radio show every day for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It is a vastly harder job. No one would say that producer X is better at radio than you, Spike Eskin.
But that's not what I'm saying.
Hold on. But they might be a better weekend producer than you are a host. And you know what? Is that what we're talking about here? The narrow.
So you're saying a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball is akin to a weekend producer at WIP.
Quarterback, yeah, more or less.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I can see they should take the podcast away from you.
No, but my point is the quarterback is that much more important. The quarterback is that much more important to their sport than any other player is to their sport. That's the analogy I'm trying to make.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Gardner Minshew last year, above Zach Wheeler if he was in Philadelphia?
Good. Come on, dude.
No. It's still infinitely harder. Well, you can make the comparison with Gardner Minshew, right? So who's better, Gardner Minshew or Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler is better than Gardner Minshew.
Okay, all right. Well, so you can compare them, I guess.
Dude.
So you can compare them.
Sounds silly.
So you can compare them. So you can't compare them.
Sure. If you want to say you can compare them, fine. Win that dumb, silly little
game. All right. I just want to make sure. I thought you couldn't compare them. I just want to make sure. Who do you think's going to win on Wednesday, Fritz or DeCamera?
Look.
He's too mad. Can't even answer.
Well, I am annoyed with you. You are annoying me. But I just woke up from a nap.
I know. Thrust right into this.
Dude, how many times have I been on your show at 7 in the morning? Give me a break here.
When you wake up at like 4 in the morning.
I get up at like 6 in the morning.
He's a slacker now. Yeah.
I think, this is the most simple competition that has ever happened. If Jack throws strikes, he's going to win. I just don't know if Jack's going to throw strikes.
Yeah?
You know, I think that's really what it comes down to.
Do you think that 3 should be a push, or is 3 a win for me?
It doesn't really matter what I say. I think 3 probably should be a win for you. I think, I don't think that's going to fly.
No, it's not going to fly. Yeah.
No, it's not going to fly because I don't know who was negotiating these terms for him earlier.
Well, I've said, and James, you can give this opinion and I'll respect this. I said for a while now, it seems like Lakin is team to camera in this and the way that this entire thing is set up. Do you think that the competition has been weighted for to camera so we have more of a competition? Even match play during golf seems like it's slanted toward to camera. Like,
no, I think that Jack just didn't care enough to fight for the rules.
That's fair. Yeah.
I didn't. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. He tried to give up on Thursday, actually, when we were debating with the camera on air. It was pathetic.
I'm a compromise guy.
Yeah, you are.
Wow. Whatever makes everyone happy.
All right. Sorry for waking you up, James.
That's cool.
Good battle, Jimmy. Good job, brother.
I'll bring it. No matter, wake me up or not, I'll bring it.
All right. I appreciate you, James.
All right, fellas.
All right. Always there he is. WIP Morning Show. Another guy. We gave two Mulligan opportunities.
Let me weigh in here.
Yep, there we go.
Let me weigh in here. Because I've listened to two people.
Yep.
And I hear you out.
Yep.
And here's where I think the disconnect is at. I think you're right to a degree. Especially in this moment that Zach Wheeler is a better pitcher. Let's say, even if you go over the last year, he's been a better pitcher doing his job than, let's say, Jalen did last year. But I'll say this in defense of that, and I think this is where people are coming in defense of Jalen. It's not as if Jalen did a poor job with his job. Like, to have Zach Wheeler be better at his job is more of a testament to Zach Wheeler than it is a knock on Jalen Hurts.
I
agree. That's not what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with you. And that's why I think you're getting a little bit more pushback for the wrong thing when you're stating something very simple. It's very easy to see, right? Like, it's if you just go by what they did over the last year, and I'm taking into consideration Jalen's postseason play in the Super Bowl. I'm taking it all into consideration. It's also why I had Zach Wheeler ahead of Jalen, but I only had him ahead of him by one spot. Zach was 3. I had Jalen at 4.
And I know, I swear, I know this is coming across as Jalen hating. It is really Zach-like. It is,
it's supposed to be praise.
It comes from a place of Zach appreciation.
Okay, I know that's what the intent is.
Yeah.
You're like a church mouse in there right now. You got nothing to say. You got nothing you want
to
add.
He's talking to Jack.
Yeah, he knows who I'm talking to, yes.
What do you want me to say?
Well, no, because you're in the same, you agree with Spike.
Well, of course, yeah.
But here's the point. First of all, you guys, it's when you talk about Jalen, it's rarely in a positive light.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At least that's what the perception is. Let me put it that way. That's what the perception is.
Uh-huh.
So this seems more like a way to knock Jalen down versus praising Zach Wheeler, because Jalen was still very good in his job.
Yeah, he's all right.
If you told me Zach Wheeler is a top five pitcher in baseball, and I tell you Jalen's a top five quarterback in baseball, and I can still say Zach Wheeler is better.
Can I say this, though?
Yeah.
Can I say this? Because we're doing a lot of the people are talking about quarterbacks, and rightly so, are saying it's a harder job.
That's why they talk about the importance of playing that position.
But there's still only 30 quarterbacks, and there's 155 starting pitchers.
Good point.
So being a top five starting pitcher in an era, by the way, dominated by, like, there's a lot of good pitchers right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably more good pitchers now than there have been in 20 years. Hitting is not what it was in baseball. So,
I guess my thing with Wheeler and that whole thing is that I think Jalen, I'm going to try to say this without sounding I'm hating Jalen.
See, here you go.
Well, because
but it's hard for you,
well,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Of course it's hard for me, because the only reason he's even considered a top five quarterback is because of the wins.
Well, hold on, bro.
Whereas Zach Wheeler's actually doing it on the field.
I'm going to let you finish. But I am the one party here that likes both and thinks highly of both guys. Right? So you don't hear when I talk about the other guy in a negative light. Right? Zach Wheeler's a top pitcher.
Uh-huh.
Jalen's a top quarterback.
But he's a top quarterback because of the wins, not what the numbers say.
No matter what it is.
I know. But like that's the reason why he's up there. Like, Zach Wheeler's up there because of his production. I don't think Jalen's up there because of his production. I think people
That's where you're wrong at, because and this is where people will argue with you.
Sure.
Playing the quarterback position, how do you quantify the level of production? If you're just talking about stats, that's one thing, but that's not the most important thing at playing the quarterback position. The most important thing is winning.
Yeah, the most important thing is always winning. But I think we could
say that, because he's the one who gets tagged with the wins and the losses, rightfully or or wrongfully.
But that is a similarity with pitchers as well. And I think we could say, I think we could all be adult enough to say,
pitching is the one job that he can do a good job, and if the team loses, he doesn't get blamed.
Yes, but also there was a point at which last year, and I'm not. This was a small point, or it was maybe a month and a half where Taiwan Walker was not pitching well. He was winning games, mm-hmm. and people were saying, well, he just wins. Yeah. He does enough to win. And we all know in the back of our heads that whether they win or lose, we know how well the pitcher pitched.
Yeah.
So numbers for a pitcher are like, can be skewed by wins and losses. And I think there are a lot of times where good pitchers don't get a lot of wins.
Oh, yeah. We got to the point in baseball, we don't even care about wins and losses.
Doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter.
Well, the guy in the Nationals just is 3-8.
And Mackenzie Gore?
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore, and he's an all-star this year.
Yeah.
He's locking strikeout numbers.
Yeah.
Strikeouts, they're going to look at
ERA. And...
because, yes, they can look at all those things.
All right. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
What's up, afternoon crew? So clearly my car is listening to following the spike rules of phone conversations because
yeah.
my Bluetooth phone hasn't connected all day, so must know I was going to call you guys today. Here's what I think. If we took this the week 7 of the NFL season when we were 5-2, mm-hmm. how do you think the vote breaks down?
If I'm sorry, say again.
So if you did the top 11
yep.
in week 7 of the NFL season
last year,
we're just going to isolate Jalen and Wheeler. Where do you think who would be ranked on top of who?
Oh, Wheeler would. At week 7 of last year's NFL season, Wheeler would be right. higher. Yeah.
And probably week 10 also. We went week 10 or 11 when they won. Because we know the last loss was...
maybe even week 17, to be honest with you.
Right. If you took away his last three games.
Yeah.
And one of them is the Super Bowl and NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. Wheeler probably still ranks above him.
Yes, I would agree.
It's just that the recency bias is... There's no discussion that being a top 5 NFL quarterback takes more brain capacity and analysis because you're trying to figure out what 11 players are doing on the other side of the football field. You're trying to figure out what your blocking scheme is up front, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not taking away brain power, okay? Wheeler just looks at a number and goes, oh, I'm throwing a fastball up and in. Not a problem. When it comes to overall sports talent, mm-hmm. there's no question that Wheeler is just a better athlete when in his sport.
Well, don't even say athlete. He's not even comparable.
No, right. No, okay, well, yeah,
I think
sorry.
He's saying it's player.
But he said athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I said don't say athlete. For, yes.
Yeah, you mean right, player, so right, Nick?
Tiger Woods was a great guy. Is probably number one or at least number two golfer in history.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't compete. You can't say he's a better athlete than your top conditioned athletes around the world,
right.
whether playing basketball or football. So, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
The terminology like you used?
Let me ask you this, Nick.
Yes.
Because I agree with a lot of what you say there, but I got to give you a little pushback because I think we don't understand the difficulty of playing the quarterback position because a pitcher is in a advantageous position. Now walk with me here. Batters don't hit but 30% of the time, and they are great at that. Most of them is 20 to 25% of the time. So he's already at an advantage just from the position that he plays. He's throwing from a mound, throwing a seed to a batter at 98 miles per hour. He has the advantage in his job. The quarterback position does not have that advantage, right? Like the inherent nature of the position, the pitcher has the advantage.
But I also guess what what certain quarterbacks have?
What?
Really, really good offensive lines, an over 2,000 yard running back.
Not every quarterback has that.
What? What's that?
Not every quarterback has that.
Well, I'm talking about the quarterback we're discussing today.
Yeah,
so we're not discussing the guy in Tampa Bay.
No,
or
no,
Minshew
I understand that. I understand
we're
that.
Jalen and Wheeler.
I understand that, and I understand that. But what I'm saying is, right. when you talk about what Zach does for a job description, it's not as hard.
I agree, and I said that from the beginning.
Like, it's not as hard.
I need to throw a fastball. Not a problem.
So what one of the callers were saying, I think it was Jimmy. What James was saying is that. You have to weigh the positions. You have to weigh the positions. Somebody being great at doing this doesn't necessarily equal or weigh the same amount as this guy being fifth in the league at playing this position. It's just not the same. And that's why there's an argument there for Jalen, even though I, with my own eyes, would agree Zach is probably better at his position than Jalen is at his position. But Jalen being a top five quarterback weighs more than Zach's position as a pitcher and how great he is as a pitcher and what he does.
That's for sure.
And that's what.
That's why the pushback is coming against this, and it's not as simple for everybody to agree on this.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Nick. Yes, I agree with that.
That's why it's not as simple for everybody to agree on it.
For sure. Coming up next, we never got to the rules. So we do have to preview Wednesday's matchup, mm-hmm. and we will continue this as well. 215-592-9494. The big matchup that everybody is looking forward to is Wednesday at noon at Plymouth White Marsh High School, Fritz versus DeCamera. People are allowed to come and watch. That is the final ruling, right?
The final ruling.
All right. Yeah. So we will talk about the rules next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, man.
Guys like to be stroked.
They sure do.
What?
Well, it's Blue Chew time, Ike. It's Blue Chew time.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Look. You want to be ranked number one on your loved one's top 11.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is to make sure you're performing peak performance.
Get back in elite status.
Yes. Be a the ace of your staff of your bedroom.
Okay.
Blue Chew.
I'll walk with you.
Blue Chew. It's got everything you want and nothing you don't. Everything you want. You want something that has the same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra, Levitra, Staxin, Blue Chew. Check that box off. You want something that's easy to take. It's a chewable, Ike. You don't have to swallow a pill or anything.
That's what I love the most.
It's don't eat it.
The best. You're eating it.
You're eating it.
You want no doctor's appointment. Blue Chew takes care of that. You do it all online at BlueChew.com. You want no awkward lines at the pharmacy. Blue Chew takes care of that by sending it to you in a discreet and
hard
package. And it's cheaper because it's made right here in the U.S. We're going to take care of that first month for you for free. First month, use code 94 at checkout, BlueChew.com. First month is on the WIP Afternoon Show. You only have to pay for the shipping. That's it. So just try it. Get your first month. You're going to love it. You're gonna keep up that subscription, but we're going to take care of that first month for you. Again, bluechew.com, code 94. First month is free. All you do is pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games.
And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.